Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch HaMaboam. We're continuing in Mishabura, Daf HaShavua. Avrami, I would say it be Ivrit, but my Ivrit, I'm better in English, okay? So you have to. Okay. Simen Ayin He. Siv Katan Zayin. Yesterday we learned the Shita of the Mechaber that a Tefach uncovered in a woman, which is normally covered, even if it's one's own wife, you can't say Dvaram Shabakadusha by it. However, the Ramah brought a Yeshayimrim that the din of Tefach Megula is only your wife. But Isha Acheres, even less than a Tefach, is an Erva. So that's a big Chumrah, that by Isha Acheres, even less than a Tefach is a Chumrah. The Ramah said that from the Rush, who says Tefach Isha Erva is even the Isha Acheres, that implies that it's the shear is even for Isha Acheres. Just a woman herself, her uncovered body is not an erva. Says the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Zayin, Pachos mi tefach. Bottom line is, we're not machmer and less than a tefach. However, v'im hashoik megula, if it's the upper leg, yesh omrim da'afilu be'ishtoi u'pachos mi tefach, some say even one's own wife, and less than a tefach, aser likrois negda. It's aser to say it opposite. Again, because this is not a gzeiras hakasav, it's asli they hear her. So in that area, it's more likely to come to hear her. Shumakim hear yoiser mishari varim. You know, I think we could add based on that. Yesterday we saw, that. Lochain sarch lizar b'sha shamei nekes u'megula l'dadeh sh'lo l'dabra oz shum divrei kedusha. So we said, oh, but it has to be tefach. It has to be only, it's only a problem if it's a tefach. But according to this Mishnah Berurah, l'chora, that would apply there also, that even less than a tefach perhaps would be an issue. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues. B'chol zeloi airi elal inyan iser krishma. This is all talking about the iser krishma. D'ha iser hu laharbeis laharbeis paiskim likrois neged hamagula afilu b'loy mechavein listakule. This is talking about the regarding the iser of krishma, that the iser according to many paiskim is to read opposite the uncovered part, even if you're not intending to gaze. Aval le'inyan iser histaklos, regarding gazing. Lekulei ama hamistakel beisha afilu beetzba ketana, kivan shemistakel ba lehanois over beloy sasuru achare einechem. In other words, we just said that there's a question. Well, maybe in certain mekaymos which elicit more herhurim, it's a problem with less than a tefach. So you could say, well, maybe yeah, maybe no, maybe you don't have to be machmer. That's regarding the Isser of saying Dvarim Shabakdusha, but regarding gazing at a woman, one is not allowed to intentionally gaze at a woman, even her pinky, even her guf mechusa, if the intention is Kedei Lehonos. It's a lav in the Torah. So the Dirshu brings down some interesting things over here. He says, regarding the Isser of Histaklos, that he says, Histaklos means you're looking at the woman to determine what her look is or how she looks. But to look at a woman to know who it is and who you're speaking to, that's permitted. In other words, there's no Isser of Loisasur Achri. Levavchem, to if somebody sees a woman on the street and says good morning, or just to speak to them for whatever asek ba'alma that somebody's doing. The iser of histaklus is for the purpose of knowing eich hi nireis, the way she looks. What about relatives, a mother-in-law, a daughter-in-law? There's iser histaklus as well. But imai, bitai, achoisa, there's no iser histaklos. Okay. What about Temunais Nashim? So he brings from the Nachlas Binyamin and the Salmas Yosef that the Isser of Histaklus is even to look at a picture. So in other words, people have, with the Jewish magazines, sometimes people say, well, why are they being prejudiced, not having pictures in there? But the Isser of Histaklus does apply to Nashim even in a picture. He brings from Rabbi Binyamin Zilber that. Okay, we'll leave that. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah continues. Va'amru shafilu yesh biyadei tara masim toivim lo yinakeh midina shel gehinnom. Even someone who is a Talmud Chacham and does mitzvahs and masim toivim, he will not be spared from strict judgment if one is nichshal, if somebody is not careful in this inyan. Uri'iyah be'alma lefi tumay b'loy ne'eneh shari. Just looking in the course of normal behavior without hana is permitted. We had this discussion on Shabbos. One of the Chashuv HaBachrim, I can't say who they were, they said if the babysitter would start talking to them and say good morning, they wouldn't look, they wouldn't say back good morning. So I said, no, that's not right. Somebody says good morning to you, you look at them and you say good morning, but you should not take it where a person is looking at them for the sake of knowing how they look, but just regular interaction for Derech Eretz, that is not under the rubric of Lo Sosuro. Fine. Imloy mitzad hamusar. He says, Riyab amal fidum lainan shari, unless mitzad extra pious practice. Uvasefer minchas shmol the adam chashav yeshali zar b'chal gadne. The minchas shmol says a person should, adam chashav should be careful under all circumstances, which means like this, meaning don't just let your eyes fly. In other words, you're walking down the street, you'll say, well, it's not a problem. I'm not intending to look for the sake of looking. I'm just sort of walking down the street. So mitzad hamusar, if someone's an adam chashav, they should be careful not even to look lefi tumai. But what if, for whatever reason, somebody comes to you or you need to speak to somebody? L'chayra mitzad hamusar under certain circumstances also says that lefi tumai, sometimes you're going to have to. Because again, the Isser is only if you're mistakel kedei lehanais. Lefi tumai is mutter. Imloy elamai, it's better to be careful mitzad hamusar. So, you have to know the circumstance and the situation. What mitzad hamusar calls for in each case. Fine. Because of primogadim, the mekamer shederach lios, a place that's normally covered. Kegayin zroyeseha, for example, her arms. Uchahai gavna. Shar mekoymos haguf, af ri'iyah ba'alma aser. A part of a lady's body that's normally covered, even to look lefi tumai is not just mitzana musar, is aser. Afrek de chavetz chayim, a gavaldiga kasha. Wow, listen to this kasha. Why am I paskening that ri'iyah b'makom shedarchan lios is aser? It's a psikresha. Not only d'loy nichale, it's einoy mechavein. It's a davar she'eino miskavein. Not exactly sure what the gather of it is, but his kasha is it's davar she'eino miskavein. Why a makom mechusa on a woman do we say even lefi tumah is an issue, but it's eino mechavein? Says the Chafetz Chaim, eino mechavein is when you drag a bench, because it's not something that the Yetzer Hara will draw you into. But when it comes to the histaklus, which is ma'ira pitoy hayetzer, you have to be careful, even davar she'eino mechavein. So in other words, if you're walking down the street of Manhattan in the summer, if you're walking down the street in the winter. And what are you going to see already? You're going to see a lady. So lefi tumai, it's permitted to that your eye should see a woman. But if you're walking down the street in the summer, and lefi tumai you might see a makay magula, then lechaira, taking off one's glasses is not just midar chamusar. It might be meikar hadin. You hear this? You hear what we're learning? I didn't know this. In other words, before today, if you'd have asked me, you know, if I'm on a bus and maybe my eye will see a makay mechusa and a woman, so I would have said, okay, you know, it's enoy miskaven. Avada, you want to be a kadosh, so take off your glasses or look the other way. But now, the Mishnah Berurah, it seems that to see makom shaderach liyos mechusa, af riyah ba'alma is aser. No, that's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. And Chafetz Chaim, even in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, the Dershu quotes in Hilchos Lashon Hara, asks, what do you mean? It's einu mechaven. I'm just minding my own business. I don't need to see a makom mechusa. But it seems like we're more machmir when it comes to Isser Histaklus, and you should avoid it. Now, according to what we learned earlier, that even a tmuna of a woman is an issue of Lois Asuru. So if you're in a makom where that's an issue, so it's a big inyan to try to avoid even seeing something be'ena miskaven. Yeah, I think that seems what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Alpi din. Okay, then the Rama says v'nira midivrei harash that tefach beisha is an erva even. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't read the Rush correctly in the Rama. When the Rama says v'nira midivrei harash the tefach beisha erva afilu isha acheras, the point is, one woman to another woman, tefach b'isha is an erva. Okay, that's an important thing. I didn't read that correctly. That, in other words, for Yenta, Sprinza's arm is an erva. In other words, Yenta and Sprinza, they're having tea together, and they say, "Well, there are no men around, so our elbows are uncovered." Yenta can't make a shahakal if Sprinza's elbow is uncovered. By the way, that's a big chiddush, no? Because it's not Gzeiras HaKasuv that Tefach Megula B'Isha is an Erva. It's only because of Hirhurim. So L'chaira, why does that even make sense? Why should Tefach Megula B'Isha be an Erva L'Isha Acheres? No, that's a good kasha. L'chaira, maybe the Mechaber wouldn't agree with that. Let's see the Rush. The time of the just like a woman herself, she could say Shema even if she's aruma. So we see that by uncovering her guf, there's no issue of layer b'cha erves davar. Another woman's allowed to read even kshiaruma. The Achronim maskimim im Harashba, Gevaldik. The Achronim go with the Rashba. V'daitam degam Harosh moedolze. They hold the Rama didn't read the Rush correctly. They hold that the Rush would be moeded to the Rashba. V'da'oid. So bottom line is, when Sprinza and Yanta have tea together, it would not be an issue if one of them has a tefach megula. V'da'oid. The lekuli yama in moter likros negda kishia aruma. When we say that it's permitted for one woman to be kore opposite another woman when she's aruma, that's only if the erva shalamata is on the ground and it's covered. But if it's nires, avushemez dina k'may neged erva sisha afil b'shus acheres aser. But if she's standing, so then it's like standing opposite another. A man's erva and it's aser. By the way, what about for a woman to say Kriya Shema neged tefach megula be'ish? I wouldn't think it's a problem. So the Aruch HaShulchan says yesh lehistapik Because the poskim are mashma, it's mutter even for a woman, because there's no chash of herhurim. However, earlier on, the Mishnah Berurah says in Ayin Gimel Siv Katan Hey that if there's a chash of her for a woman, then it's a problem. Stam, interesting question. Is there an Isser Histaklos for a woman? Be'ish. The Kloisenberger Rebbe says, yes. The Rebbe Vosner says, if she's not being Mesakel L'Shem's Nus, it's Mutter. Rabbi said, we'll hold it over here. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Sif Beis, Seyar Be'isha Erva. Have a good day, everyone. Kol Tov.
All right, Lagabe.